Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors.
Today, we announce our full year results for 2023, and I'm delighted to report another year of significant growth and progress, balanced by a prudent approach to lending and a focus on supporting customers in a challenging environment. We've consistently demonstrated our ability to perform well and have grown our net lending by 52% since 2020. Guided by our optimising for growth strategic priorities, our business is now more focused and simpler with an improved quality of customer lending. The progress made in 2023 has driven us closer to our £4 billion net lending ambition, a cornerstone to achieving our medium-term targets. And I'll now walk through some of the highlights of our financial performance. Last year, we demonstrated strong growth potential in our specialist markets, with all four lending businesses delivering record levels of new business. Yet plenty of opportunities remain untapped, and we're confident in our ability to continue growing. We've also shown an ability to identify and deliver operational efficiencies and are on track to achieve annualised cost savings of £5 million by the end of the year. Disciplined approach to managing costs as we scale our lending is key, as it supports an ambitious target for our cost-income ratio in the medium term of 44 to 46%. Our £4 billion loan book ambition is key to delivering our medium-term targets and well on track to hitting this milestone. By scaling our loan book, managing a small increase in the mix of lending towards our consumer businesses, and maintaining our focus on cost control, we will deliver a return on average equity of between 14 and 16%. I'll turn now to the key group headlines before giving more detail on each of our specialist lending businesses. 2023 was a year of significant progress. Total lending balances grew by 13.6% to £3.3 billion, and our customer savings balances grew by 14.2% to £2.9 billion. As a result of strong lending growth and disciplined cost management, our profit before tax pre-impairments of £85.5 million increased by 12.4% on last year. This led to a further improvement in our cost-income ratio to 54%. The cost-income ratio has improved by 600 basis points over 2 years. Further lending growth and a continued focus on cost management will support further improvements in this key measure. Our net interest margin for the year was consistent with the first half at 5.4%, which is close to our medium-term target. This was despite an increase in our cost of funds driven by the rising rate environment and refinancing of our Tier 2 capital, which will of course support future growth. As planned for, growth and lower risk lending also reduced net interest margin, and our risk-adjusted margin was 4.6%. Our board has proposed a final dividend of 16.2 pence per share, which is in line with our policy to return 25% of earnings to shareholders, and brings the total dividend for the year to 32.2 pence per share. The board has decided to move to a progressive dividend policy for the 2024 financial year, reflecting feedback from shareholders. We've made good progress against all three of our strategic priorities during the year, and remain focused on simplifying the group, enhancing our customer experiences, and leveraging our distribution networks. Our consumer lending is made up of our retail finance and vehicle finance businesses. Total consumer lending of £1.7 billion represents 51% of the group's total lending at year end, compared to 41% in 2020. Our retail finance business is an emerging powerhouse in its sector, delivering record new business lending of just over £1.2 billion, and cumulative growth of 86% since the end of 2020. Market share in that business increased to 13.5%, driven by our outstanding customer service, ease of technology integration, and competitive offering. Strategically, we've continued to focus on higher quality, lower risk lending in certain retail sectors. With a focus on that better quality lending, we continue to see arrears at record lows. You can find out much more about retail finance business by viewing our 2023 Capital Markets Day event presentation on our website. Our vehicle finance business provides finance for the second-hand vehicle market, and also we provide funding to dealers to fund the stock in their forecourts. And we've continued to scale the business with record new lending of $471 million. This strong performance is thanks in part to the investment in technology in recent years, allowing us to introduce new products and target a broader customer base, including lower risk prime segments, which now represent 24% of new lending and 33% of total lending. We've also significantly expanded our distribution network during the year. We'll continue to expand our network of dealers and brokers to support our future growth ambitions in this sector. Our business lending comprises our real estate finance and commercial finance businesses, and they had combined lending of over $1.6 billion at the year end. In real estate finance, we support professional landlords and property developers and delivered record new lending of £434 million. Lending balances were £1.24 billion at year end, having grown 18% since the end of 2020. Risk-adjusted margin of 2.2% was impacted by increased provisions on a single loan, which resulted in risk-adjusted margin reducing by 0.3%. Without that, the risk-adjusted margin would have been broadly flat year on year. We're positive about the outlook for real estate lending, and our excellent partner relationships mean we're well placed to leverage these and deliver sustainable future growth. In commercial finance, we provide asset-based lending solutions for working capital, finance, and strategic events. This business was built organically, and the team has an excellent reputation with professional introducers for handling complex transactions. Record levels of new business of £215 million were delivered in 2023, with net lending balances of £381 million at the year end. This represents cumulative growth of 65% since the end of 2020. In a challenging economic backdrop, we saw 10 client failures during the year. The team successfully managed a clean exit from 9 of those without any losses to the business. On the other client, as reported in the first half results, we experienced a large loss on a long-running problem debt case. The cost of risk for 2023 was 2.3% as a result. The team has a fantastic track record, though, of managing the portfolio, and the cost of risk since launch almost 10 years ago, including that single entity loans, was 0.6%. A lessons learned exercise that we undertook confirmed there were no loan exposures with similar circumstances in the rest of the portfolio. The economic and market conditions remain challenging in this sector, but we remain committed to supporting our partners and continue to leverage our relationships and reputation to grow further next year. Our lending businesses are supported by our savings business, which offers a full range of products and has delivered cumulative balance growth of 44% since the end of 2020. We only take deposits from consumers, and 95% of their balances are fully protected under the Financial Services Compensation Scheme. More detail on the performance of our savings business is available in our reporting accounts. In summary, we have a clear focus on growth and a proven ability to win market share. We remain well diversified with a business model that's shown resilience through challenging times. We've improved the credit quality of our lending in our consumer businesses, and despite a large loss in commercial finance during the first half, our cost of risk remains low and stable at 1.4%. Our optimising for growth strategic priorities are guiding our actions to simplify, enhance the customer experience, and expand and leverage our distribution networks for each of our businesses. Moving forward, we have sufficient capital and significant opportunity for continued to grow towards our £4 billion net loan book ambition, which will support delivery of all our medium-term targets. Overall, this is a good set of numbers, which delivers against analysts' expectations. Our performance represents a huge amount of hard work against a challenging backdrop, which is thanks to the hard work and dedication of our team, and I'd like to thank each of them for their support in doing so. I have every confidence that they'll continue to deliver in 2024 and beyond. We remain committed to our aspirational longer-term vision to be the most trusted specialist lender in the UK, and hopefully you can see that we're making good progress. We'll be holding a capital markets event focused on our real estate finance business on Wednesday, the 3rd of July this year, and I look forward to updating you further on our progress then. In the meantime, please do visit our website for more details on our performance and the progress we've made in 2023.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.